We are continuing in Meretz Hashem in the middle of Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Zayin. So the Mishnah says as follows: whoever wants to borrow could come and borrow. That the idea is, again, remember, as we said in the previous part of the Mishnah, everything, the store is open. So whoever wants to take from the store, you're more than welcome to take from the store. But the collectors are making their rounds every day, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly examining man's actions. So you took this stuff, right? You're enjoying this world. Tell me or show me, what are you doing with it? And ultimately, again, the collectors, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects from man, whether man is aware of it or not aware of it. So what he's discussing over here is something incredible. So what does this mean? So first of all, just on a basic level, what it means is there's an ongoing accounting. Lest you think that the accounting for what you take from the store of life is only after you die, it's not true. The accounting is ongoing, and the accounting is happening at all times, whether a person is aware of it or whether a person is not aware of it. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah happens to explain over here, he says that actually the nifra'in, the collecting from someone, is actually a reference to Yisurin. It's actually a reference to suffering or adversity in this world. And he says that often adversity comes upon us for a variety of different reasons. There's ledaito and shalo ledaito. Sometimes a person recognizes that his suffering, the adversity that he faces, maybe is in response for something he did in his life. Now, to be clear, we also have the concept of tzadik geralo, that the righteous suffer, which means that sometimes in this world there is suffering that is not associated with sin. But from the perspective of this Mishnah, there are times where the collector collects, i.e. there's retribution, and a person is aware why the retribution is happening, right, for what it corresponds to. And sometimes it's shalomi daito, that the person is totally unaware. It also means that, I think on a kind of like on a more panoramic level, it also means that often HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things in our life to collect, so to speak, what is owed, in ways that we are aware and ways in which we are not aware. We take a lot from this world, and we take a lot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, our ultimate goal is to take everything that we, right, to utilize everything we have taken on credit, and to utilize it for something meaningful, something purposeful, and something holy. But sometimes we don't. And so as a result, sometimes the shopkeeper comes back to collect that which he extended credit to us for. And sometimes we're aware of what the shopkeeper is doing, and we're not aware of what, sometimes we're not aware of what the shopkeeper is doing. But ultimately, we recognize that there is always this system. In other words, this becomes the ultimate metaphor for life. Take what you want, enjoy what you want, but just understand it's being extended on credit that you do something meaningful. Vadin din emes. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is just. Vahakol nitukan l'su'uda. And everything is prepared for the meal. The Rabbi Yonah explains, of course, that the meal itself is a reference, is a metaphor for the world to come, for Olam Haba. An incredibly profound and overwhelming Mishnah, really highlighting this yisod that, and one of the beautiful things in Yiddishkeit in general is that we're not an ascetic religion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, enjoy the world a lot, but just enjoy it responsibly. And what does it mean for the Yid? What does it mean for the Jew to enjoy the world responsibly? It means enjoy it in a way that promotes a higher calling. Enjoy the gashmias, enjoy the physicality, but don't let the physicality be an ends. Somehow create a lifestyle where the physicality, the gashmias, that which you take from the store of Olam Hazeh, somehow serves as a catalyst and a springboard for the building of your spiritual persona as well. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach.